Australia's chef de mission Nick Green has been laying down the law to Olympians who are grumbling in public. He was speaking after reports that athletes John Stephenson and Josh Ross, unhappy with team selection decisions, were considering pulling out. Mr. Green says if athletes don't want to be part of the team, they should talk to him. A strike that threatened to disrupt travel into Britain on the eve of the Olympics has been called off. British border guards have reached a deal with the government to avoid embarrassment on what's expected to be one of Heathrow Airport's busiest days. Victoria and New South Wales will seek to have further meetings with the federal government on a way forward for the National Disability Insurance Scheme. At yesterday's COAG meeting, both states refused to get on board with the national launch without more federal money. South Australia, Tasmania and the ACT have agreed to host launch sites. Thousands of Syrian troops are said to be heading towards Aleppo to join the battle against rebel forces. Syria's second city has seen fierce clashes all week, with fighter jets and helicopters deployed. A survey by the union responsible for aircraft engineers has found an extremely high level of dissatisfaction among Qantas workers. The poll of almost 3,000 employees suggests that they have little faith in their management. The airline says the survey is not an accurate reflection of Qantas's 30,000 workers.